Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story from the Millerton News, the Millerton Zoning Board of Appeals voted its full attention to complaints it received about the LED signs stationed outside of the Northeast Fire District building on Century Boulevard at a public hearing on December 4th. The sign's been there for nearly 5 years. Concerns were brought to the fire district's attention earlier this fall. It posts information about fire district meetings and events, blood drives, weather alerts, and of course, the time and temperature. The ZBA gathered in the Northeast Millerton Library Annex for its recent meeting and was prompt in opening the meeting to a public hearing. Full details in that story in the Millerton News. Housatonic Valley Regional High School class of 1970 is planning its 50th class reunion. They're planning the event to be held on September 12, 2020 at the Grove in Lakeville. There'll be a tour of the high school in the morning of the event. The committee is reaching out to former classmates, asking that they send their email address and their physical address to hvrhs1970@outlook.com. Information regarding the reunion will be sent out to classmates at a later date once addresses and emails are known. St. Patrick's Church on Albany Road in West Stockbridge is holding its 22nd annual Cookie Walk. That is coming up tomorrow from 9 to 11. More information at 413-232-4423. The annual winter market will take place tomorrow from 10 till 4 at the Wasaic Commons located at 3 Main Street. Local farmers, bakers, makers, artists, and artisans and merchants will be set up in tables inside the heated ground floor of the historic Green Barn. Christ Trinity Church on Main Street in Sheffield holding their annual bake sale and bazaar on Saturday from 10 until 2 p.m. In Millerton, Santa making a stop at the Northeast Millerton Library on Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 to read stories, have cookies and hot chocolate, and chat with everybody. All ages are welcome. No registration is required. All children under the age of 10 must be accompanied by a caregiver. Also, coming to the library on Saturday is children's author Susanna Leonard Hill. From 1 to 2:30, she'll read one of her books and explain the process of how a book is made. You can support education and community development projects in Kenya. The annual Crafts for a Cause fundraiser continues in Millerton, New York. Fine woodwork by Ankrumdale resident and former Weebatuck teacher John Rockanova. The sale is at Hathaway's, 56 South Center Street in Millerton from 11 to 4 tomorrow and Sunday. And then a reminders on Saturday through Wednesday, December 21st to 24th. In Kent, children of all ages invited to a reading and reception on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kent Memorial Library to celebrate the newly published book, The Jolly Woodman, the story of the first Christmas tree market in America. It's a holiday shop, sip, and stroll happening in Great Barrington on Saturday from 3 until 8:30 in downtown Great Barrington. The public is invited to the Amenia Town Hall on Saturday for some holiday fun. The Amenia Historical Society presenting the Antique Toy Open House from 4 to 6. The tree lighting will be held at 5, followed by a holiday concert in the auditorium and the announcement of the Amenia Citizen of the Year Award. The Douglas Library Holiday Party in North Canaan will be held on Saturday from 5 till 7. Refreshments will be served. The cost to attend, $15 donation per person or $25 per couple. All proceeds benefit the Douglas Library. Wasfayette Kyre Company annual Parade of Lights is happening on Saturday. Parade lineup at 5 p.m. at Luther's Barn. The parade starts at 6 p.m. The opening reception in Sharon on Saturday from 5:30 till 8 p.m. for Jesse English. This is happening at Standard Space on Main Street in Sharon. The Stamford Grange hosting its annual holiday party social on Saturday at the Grange Hall, Route 82. Doors open at 5:30. Calling begins at 7 p.m. Christmas items will be featured, and there'll be penny prizes, homemade baked goods, a dollar table, and refreshments will be served by the Grange Youth. The Ho Ho Holiday Concert, second annual one, will be held on Saturday at 6:30 at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. The concert is a family concert featuring local singers, plus a chorus of children singing your favorite holiday songs, and even Santa Claus. Seating is limited. Tickets available at SharonPlayhouse.org. Open Mic Jingle Jam Cowboy and Mike Milton and Friends at the VFW in Dover Plains on Route 22. That is on Saturday evening from 7 until 10 p.m. Now join Audubon and fellow bird lovers for the impactful birding tradition each year. For the last 120 years, small groups of birders ventured out for the sole purpose of counting birds during the Christmas Bird Count. Sharon Audubon Center's free bird count event, known as the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count, will take place all day Sunday from midnight until midnight. It's a 24-hour event. More information, sharon.audubon.org on the web. The Amenia Fire Company is sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, 7:30 to 11 at the firehouse. Adults, $8. Children and seniors, $7. Immaculate Conception St. Anthony's Parish, Laval Road in Amenia, New York, has a living nativity this Sunday following the 10:45 Mass. There'll be animals, light refreshments, a bake sale, a cash and carry table. Everybody is welcome to attend. The role of Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale will host a visit with Santa on Sunday from 1 till 3. Each child will receive a free book from jolly old St. Nick. Enjoy carolers, cookies, and hot chocolate while you get into the holiday spirit. Chorus Angelicus will be performing at 4 p.m. at the Salisbury Congregational Church on Sunday. This year's narrator is John Dankowski. Tickets are available at chorusangelicus.com. A holiday concert at the Presbyterian Church in Pine Plains will be held on Sunday. This year's concert will celebrate the 300th anniversary of the writing of Joy to the World. It's at 4 p.m. The church is located at 3039 Church Street, that's Route 199, in Pine Plains. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 219.87 to 28,131.17 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 87.17.32 and the S&P 500 at 31.68.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.